At our St. John's family retreat last June, like I just talked about with the kids, one of our afternoon activities was archery. We stood in a line shooting the arrow at the target one by one, attempting to get it right in the very middle, right on the bullseye. This whole passage this morning is about hitting the mark, just like archery. We are shooting for a bullseye when trying to live our life for God, and sometimes we miss the mark. But this shouldn't mean that we give up, never to try again. As we stood out in the archery pit, one of the directors, Liam, bent down and helped all of our little campers shoot their arrows, lovingly holding them, patiently getting them set up with this huge bow and arrow, gently helping them attempt to shoot their arrow right into the center of the bullseye, celebrating each try they made regardless of how far off the mark they were, and cheering them on with every attempt. I have to wonder if that's not what God is like with us as we attempt to live our lives. He invites us to keep trying over and over again, never losing patience with us, giving us that chance to be right with him, giving us a chance to hit the mark, to hit the bullseye, giving us the opportunity to choose to step away from a sinful life, and never once does he walk away, even when we mess things up. And really, sin is us missing the mark. It's not just about aiming the arrow or missing the bullseye. It's about us starting to focus on living well, but taking our eyes off of the goal, off of the target. And then we start looking at other things, getting distracted, and taking another path. That's when we miss the mark. When we give away to other stuff, the sin in life, it becomes more and more addictive. And we want to be part of that life rather than being drawn into a circle of obedience to God. So we have a choice to make. Either we keep serving the things in the rings around the bullseye, or we strive to hit the mark in all we do. We also need to realize that we won't always be able to do that, and need to recognize that by grace we are forgiven and redeemed. It's funny how quickly the sinful ways in our life spread, much like the little poem that goes like this. I said a very naughty word only the other day. It was a truly naughty word I had not meant to say. But then it was not really lost when from my lips it flew. My little brother picked it up, and now he says it too. That's the way our sins in life begin to spread, and our behavior and actions and way of life becomes contagious. It becomes more and more difficult to change our ways and easier to step away from what we know is right. Sin usually leads to shame, and that really is the awareness of our unworthy actions and damage that we do to others and our painful feelings about it. And all of this is the inevitable fruit of sin. Something that Paul reminds us of. We become deceived and distracted by the things that keep us from God. When we allow God in, the layers of our life are peeled back one at a time, and we are set free from all that is holding us back, and darkness becomes light. We need to let go of the things we cling to, stop justifying them in our lives, and take up the freedom that God offers us. Paul speaks of having two masters to serve. One, serving our sin in life and living for ourselves, or two, serving our God and living a life of righteousness. It's about letting go and letting God. So often we want to have it both ways. We want to serve a God with a little bit more of the real life thrown into the mix too. But we know we can't serve both. We can't live well when we serve God and feed a habit that separates us from Him. It's about finding that balance, though, isn't it? Nobody can ever live with the expectancy of serving God in each and every moment. Every day we have choices by which we affirm our commitment to Christ or to sin and walk away further from Him. When we choose God, our body and soul are in harmony with God. When we choose sin, our body and soul are at conflict with God. It may feel like we're a fish trying to swim upstream against a strong current. We all sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God. But we need to become reconciled with God so that we aren't permanently separated from having an everlasting life. Set before us is God's pathway to eternal life. When we simply do what God calls us to do, we are made and kept righteous. Now, righteous doesn't mean we are better than others. Righteous means living right with God, living with the quality of being morally right. I'm sure we will all have times when we live with two opposing minds in our body. Almost like having an angel and devil sitting on either side of our shoulders. Two life forces trying to control our actions and way of living. But we can't continue to live with band-aid solutions stuck over our wounds and covering our sins. We need to rip off that sticky piece of fabric and let our hearts heal, becoming right with God, kneeling at the foot of the cross, asking for God's help in living a life pleasing to Him, longing to be free from being held hostage by things that separate us. When our girls were first learning to ride a two-wheeler, we tried to teach them about balance. Keeping themselves up on two wheels and pedaling straight down the path that was before them. But as we all do when learning to ride a bike, they swayed from side to side and ran into things along the way. We were constantly backing them up from being in the bushes and in the fences as they used those to stop themselves from going too fast or when they wanted off the path. We had to remind them that they were brakes on their bikes. A provision had been made to their bikes so that they didn't need to crash. All they needed to do was reverse their pedaling, and just like that, they would stop. What good would the bikes have been had it not had that provision? And so I ask today, what good is it to have the gift of grace and redemption and the possibility of walking a life of righteousness if we ignore the one who has offered us all of that? We weren't designed by our Creator to be owned by our sinful natures. We weren't created to remain entrenched in a life filled with regret and shame. But we were designed to live a real life, full of powerful purpose. It's a beautiful moment when we can feel release from our sin and turn it over to Jesus. He allows us the choice to be owned by sin or to be free from sin. God desperately wants us to choose the latter. Too often we push Him aside, thinking we know best, filling our lives with other stuff. So many times we are willing to leave Jesus on the bench, waiting to be the last person added into our game of life. We continually choose everything before Jesus. And when we aren't living for the powerful purpose that God created us for, then we become a slave of the other stuff that keeps us from Him. We may believe we aren't good enough for God, but guess what? We are. He wants to be invited into our every moments, not left on the bench to be put in at the last minute when everything and everyone else has failed us. When we make the decision to live for Jesus, He gives us the power to help us through life. Only when we know our real identity is it that we can break away from the things that hold us captive. It doesn't matter what we've lost or what pieces of us have been broken in the past. We are always sufficient because God has given us His all-sufficient grace. In the words of Anne Voskamp, "I am not the mistakes I have made. I am the righteousness He has made. I'm not the plans I have failed. I am the perfectness He has finished. I am not the wrongs I have done. I am the faultlessness He has been. I am not the sins I have chosen. I am chosen by the Beloved, regardless of my sins." The challenge in our reading this morning is this: Christ has made us free, free to be who we are, free to have a sense of worth, free to be secure in ourselves, knowing who we are before God. God's gift to us is real life, eternal life. We know that Jesus loves us and paid the ultimate price for us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing, not living or dead, angelic or rulers, today or tomorrow, highs or lows, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has enabled us. Grace is ours to accept and covers our sins and sets us free. Let us continue to choose to follow and serve Him till our end here on earth.